Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Mother Teresa is an amazing saint. She's one who our Lord is specially crafted for our time and especially allowed her soul to be crafted by God. It was with her sisters that I first learned to preach. Every once a month at least while I was in Rome, a priest friend of mine invited me to go and spend time with the sisters who were in the shadow of the Vatican, and to go and to break open the Word of God with them and to pray with them early in the morning. What I often would read before I was given the opportunity to speak to them was actually this book by Mother Teresa called Loving Jesus. And one of the most important things to St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta was recognizing how special, how intimate the relationship between each individual soul is to God. How God is somehow so beautifully able to interact with every soul throughout the world in an intimate and personal way so that each one can be without excuse when they come before him, whether they've said yes to him or said no to him. And she saw it as her job, as all of the missionaries of charity, to bring and to evoke that sense of that being loved by God in each and every soul, no matter what their exterior situation was. She writes very beautifully in her book. She says that in Holy Scripture, God says to us, can a mother forget her child or at the breast or fail to cherish the son of her womb? Yet even if these forget, I will never forget you. See, I have carved you into the palms of my hands. Your ramparts are always under my eye. You are precious to me. I love you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. The water will not drown you. The fire will not burn you. This is the delicate love which God has for each of us. She says, I will never forget the man who came to me just a few weeks ago. He said to me, my only son is dying, and the doctor has prescribed a medicine which can only be found in England. While he was still speaking, another man came in with me with a small basket full of medicines, and on top of them all was precisely the one that the doctor had prescribed. God in his love provided for that child. When each of us look at the Blessed Sacrament, we can realize how much Jesus has loved each and every one of us. We know that he has made himself the bread of life so that we could love each other. Christ made himself the living bread to show us his love and to give us a chance to show that same love by loving each other. He says to us in John chapter 13, love one another as I have loved you. As my Father loves me, so I have loved you. Love each other. Well, where does love begin? It begins in our homes when we pray together as families, because a family that prays together stays together. And if you stay together in Christ, then you will love each other as God desires. To make it easier for us to love each other, Jesus has told us, quote, whatever you do for the least of my brethren, you do it for me. And when you receive a child in my name, you are receiving me. He also says that when you give a glass of cold water to somebody in my name, you give it to me. This is the love that brought Jesus to earth. This is the love with which we must show love to each other. Why? Because he loved us first. Precisely because the love that you will have for each other, will they recognize that you are my disciples, that you are Christians. She tells the story that the other day two friends of mine came to see me and they brought me a large amount of money to use for feeding the poor. You must know that just in Calcutta, we feed around 9,000 people every day. I asked them, where'd you get all the money? They answered, you see, we were married 2 days ago, but before that we had decided not to have a large wedding banquet. As a witness of our love for each other, we wanted to bring this money to Mother Teresa. This is the greatness of young people. They are so generous. I asked them further, well, why is it that you did this? They answered, we love each other so very much that we wanted to share our love with other people, especially with those you are serving. We should ask ourselves, have I already experienced the joy of loving? Have I really experienced it? True love is love that causes us pain, that hurts, that yet brings us joy. That is why we must pray to God and ask Him to give us courage so that we may love. He who has a pure heart shows God to us and helps us to discover God in our neighbors. And then it does not matter to which political party one belongs, the color of one's skin, the language one speaks. We are all brothers and sisters. In 1985, the government of Communist China invited me to visit that country. A communist leader asked me, what is a communist for you? I answered him, someone called to be a child of God, one who is my brother, my sister. You are all here to be a witness to love, to celebrate life, because life has always created us in the image of God. Life is to love and to be loved. That is why we have to take a strong hand so that no child, no boy or no girl will ever be rejected or unloved. Every child is a sign of God's love that has to be extended over the whole earth. If you hear someone who does not want to have her child, who wants to have an abortion, try to convince her to bring the child to me. I will love that child, who is a sign of God's love to me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.